Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 202. Endurance sports, MMA, and extreme exercise. Are they worth the risks? By Mark Talius with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with author permission, of course. Today's show features a guest post from Ben Greenfield's site. He'll be introduced by Ben in this post, so I'll read to you more about him in a minute. Based on the topic of today's post, I think this inspirational quote applies nicely. Quote, ask yourself this, what do I want out of life, and what are the best options to get me there? Chip and Dan Heath. Now, before we get to the article, I mentioned this yesterday, but it's worth mentioning again. We just launched our fifth podcast that reads blogs to you, and this one covers everything about relationships. I hope you take a moment and check it out. Just search for and subscribe to Optimal Living Daily Relationships, wherever you're hearing this show. Okay, let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Endurance sports, MMA, and extreme exercise. Are they worth the risks? By Mark Talius with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Last year, I asked triathletes, why do you really do triathlons? There are dozens and dozens of very interesting responses to that post, and I think you'd be surprised at the answers, which are everything from, I want to look good naked, to, I wasn't good at sports growing up, to, I'm addicted to the endorphin high, and much more. I personally am venturing into other realms this year as a way to, one, challenge my body and mind, two, redefine my ceiling of what I truly think I'm capable of, three, satisfy my thirst for the next big physical high, four, prove to myself and others that I am capable of amazing feats of physical performance, and five, quench my drive for competition and beating others. But today's guest post from Mark Talius, an Ivy League graduate, father, husband, MMA fighter, and author of the upcoming book, Unlocking the Cage, asks an important question. Is all this really worth the risk? Let's see what Mark has to say. MMA athletes, endurance athletes, and extreme exercisers alike are often asked the same question. Is it really worth it? Look at what you put yourself through. The diet, the time, all the sacrifice and unnecessary pain. Why do it? Why push yourself? Is it worth it? If the athlete is still competing, they have obviously already answered that question, but friends and family want to make sure they take everything into consideration. What about all the injuries that are bound to happen? The calluses, broken fingers, jammed toes, wrenched necks, cuts, scrapes, bloody noses, the sprained ankles, shin splints, tweaked knees, lower back pain, torn cartilage, Achilles tendon and rotator cuff tears, the tendonitis, the arthritis, and all the pain you'll suffer to pursue your passion. How can that be worth it? Both groups of athletes will shrug off all of the above. There's no guarantee any of those things will happen to them, and if it does, they're tough. Not some little crybaby who can't handle it. They're machines. They get up and walk it off. There's no need for rest. They'll say they aren't just competing in a sport. It's a lifestyle, and they'll gladly accept the downside. Non-athletes must shake their head in disbelief at this, thinking how childish it is to risk harming oneself for a game. MMA fighters get this a lot, especially when they're working their way through their amateur career, not even getting paid to get punched in the face. With MMA, there's a real danger of suffering serious damage. Anderson Silva's leg snapping in half is an image that comes to mind. Ronda Rousey breaking Miesha Tate's arm, fighters losing parts of their ears, fun stuff. But it can get worse than that. There have been a couple of deaths from cerebral hemorrhaging, and recently, a Brazilian fighter died before weigh-ins after a brutal weight cut. These instances are very rare and not enough to make anyone reconsider their career choice, but there's a hidden danger that might not rear its head for years after the damage is done. All fighters experience head trauma. It's an undeniable part of the game, but hopefully, only a small percentage will develop dementia and other problems. It does happen, though, and fighters need to be aware of it. The brain is not meant to take such a beating. As a former fighter who had speech problems and many concussions over the years, I'm very interested in the recent research and keep my fingers crossed I don't wind up with any issues. When I'm interviewing fighters for my study, I'm always looking for signs of brain damage, but rarely see any. I just hope that continues and these men and women can walk away without any serious issues. But I was surprised to learn that endurance athletes face a risk even more severe than MMA athletes. It seems so counterintuitive, but endurance athletes, the people we think would be in the absolute best shape, may be causing significant damage to their heart and running the risk of sudden death. Studies show a marathon can raise your risk of a heart attack sevenfold. Endurance running can cause heart muscle scarring. The harder and more intense the training, the worse the results. The same goes for increasing calcified plaque in the arteries and other health problems. So, after considering all these risks on the downsides and not much of an upside, at least financially, why do it? Why is it worth the risk? I've asked nearly 400 fighters that question, and while every answer is different, there are many similar themes, most of which I'm sure endurance athletes would understand. There's nothing else that makes these athletes feel so alive. It's not just the endorphins bringing them back, it's the accomplishment. It has improved them as people. They continually step outside their comfort zone, test themselves, make themselves stronger of both body and mind. They're smashing goals and becoming better every day. They will not be complacent. Everything else is easy after you've stepped into the cage, run your first marathon, or conquered a triathlon. You've done something that not everyone else can do. This process changes people and seems to make them happier and more well-rounded. I've interviewed fighters who've thrown away law degrees, family businesses, and lucrative careers. The majority of fighters I've interviewed are intelligent men and women who could be doing anything they want, but this is the path that they have chosen. I get it. They're living the life on their terms, making the most of it. Even if there's a heavy price for them to pay at the end of it all, they'd most likely do it all again. Everyone needs to decide for themselves whether or not it's worth the risk. Be aware of the dangers and train smart. Do the research and mitigate the damage. Prevent and repair the ongoing abuse. Live each day like there's no tomorrow, but do it intelligently to increase the chances of having a longer and healthier life. You just listened to the post titled, Endurance Sports, MMA, and Extreme Exercise. Are They Worth the Risks? By Mark Talius with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Mark Talius is a graduate of Brown University with a degree in sociology. He is also a former MMA fighter who has traveled across the country to 100 MMA gyms to take an in-depth look at the sport, the fighters, and why the fighters compete. In his post, Mark mentioned marathon runners and how they may be at an increased risk for certain problems, like heart problems. There are many health professionals that believe running a marathon is too much for the human body to handle, that is going above and beyond what we're capable or built to do. And so by doing so, we may increase our risk for disease. It kind of goes back to the idea of everything in moderation. Well, that applies to exercise as well. What we're finding is there's this sweet spot when it comes to exercise. Too much, and you tend to do damage to your heart. Too little, and you tend to do damage to your heart. The important thing to remember is that not everyone will experience these health problems if they were to, let's say, run marathons or become a triathlete. And so if you do enjoy performing in those events, absolutely, keep doing it. But what I would recommend is definitely get regular physicals to make sure that there's no damage occurring to your body. So where is this sweet spot when it comes to physical activity and exercise? It lies somewhere in between 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity activity and 60 minutes per day of vigorous intensity exercise. So basically what this means is you should be active pretty much every day of the week, and your intensity should be at a minimum of moderate, which for most people, that's like walking at about 3.3 to 3.5 miles an hour, and up to vigorous intensity, which for many of us would be things like running or swimming or cycling at a fast pace. Basically getting yourself to the point where if you were to imagine having a conversation with someone next to you, you wouldn't be able to. If you've reached that point during your workout, you're working out at a vigorous intensity. So again, that range is kind of the sweet spot. This is where we find a limited risk for injury and where many achieve lots and lots of these wonderful benefits. Now, before we go, don't forget to subscribe to the newest show in our network, Optimal Living Daily Relationships. It's just like this show, but all about relationships, and the narrator is our first female host. Show her some support and subscribe to the show. Again, it's called Optimal Living Daily Relationships. And you should be able to find it in most podcast apps. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from regular contributor JC Dean, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.